now?
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely, choose Ramsey Mazda.
Over Volpe, over total home runs and stolen bases, 55.5.
I am going to take a loss here.
Whoa!
I mean, he's got, what, 17? He's got 6 home runs and 17 steals.
Can you guys help us with this? Because
he doesn't have to. Right now, I'm getting destroyed. Okay. That right now, I believe I'm going to lose.
Okay. We have not marked. Sometimes I'll mark these as we go along and do an L next to it or a W. That one has been unmarked. You're ready to mark that one an L.
It's feeling like a massive loss.
Gerrit Cole, this is mine here.
Over under starts.
Yeah, 20.5.
He's at 4 or 5, right?
I think 4, if I'm not
mistaken. I think it's 4. I think you're right. 5. 3 rehabs, 4 starts with the Yanks. I'm going to say, like I said last time, you're going to have a chance to, you're going to.
Oh, dude, you got ink all over your face.
No, I don't. Really?
Yeah, that pen just exploded.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, great. Somebody get me something here. Oh, come on, man.
We got to get, is there paper towels behind that computer?
Or whatever, I'll fight through it. Come on, let's do the segment. We'll go, whatever. I'm not dying. Just get me a napkin, whatever. Big damn deal. Let's go. Do the show.
I want to make sure you didn't eat it. All right,
just
here we go.
Do the show.
All right, Cole over. I think I got it.
Thank you, Al. This stupid cheap-ass pen. 2-cent pen.
Is it the one that I gave you yesterday?
Is it gone?
No, you still got it. You can get it during the break. All right. Cole, it's definitely better than it was.
I'll get ink poisoning before then.
You're halfway to gold dust right now.
Yes, yes. Look at this. Wow.
It exploded? Wow. You just bit the back of it.
I did. There you go.
My favorite part of that was that you were legitimately getting kicked off. You're like, all right, let's just do the show.
What am I going to do? Tap out of the show? Oh, I've got ink on my lip. I cannot continue to do my job. Whatever, I'll deal with it after.
Oh,
and by the way, you know, Hoff is the great producer that he is. He came into my rush to my assistance,
yes,
as did Ryan Hurley.
Yes.
Man of the people, Hurley, came right in here. And I got to be honest.
No way Spike's doing that.
Spike would have, Spike would have been worried. He would have been at the gym right now. That's when Spike go to the gym. Actually, we go in the morning. No, but I got to tell you, as quick as Hoff was, Hurley was better. Hurley brought in, like, the wipes with the sanitizer. This guy just
brought the baby wipes. I didn't have those handy, the baby wipes.
Now, you didn't really seem too concerned, Hoff.
Now,
Hurley came to my assistance.
Yeah.
It's my boy.
After he made sure that he watched. He wasn't. Did you see they put it on digital already?
No, is it on is it on X?
Let me see this. Where is it, Hoff?
Where is it?
It's on X.
It's, okay. Here it is. Hold on. I'm looking at it now.
I'm sure you can find that on Instagram, too.
Oh, jeez.
It's so good.
Wow. I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
It's so good.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh,
why are we doing this?
You took a nice bite out of that pen.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But do you notice?
You have it all over your hands, so you get it cleaned up nice.
I'll take care of that later. I know it's all over. You do realize how unflappable I was.
I mean, right through.
Is that a foxhole characteristic or what?
Yes, 100%.
I mean, if that was you, you would have been shrieking.
I would have had to run out of the studio.
My face is getting ink on it. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah. I can't do a show like this.
Yeah, there you go. That was the call of the day. It's now on X. I'm looking at it. I got this big blotch of ink on my lower lip. There we go.
Oh, so good.
All right.
Halfway to gold dust.
That's a great line. That was such an underrated line. I almost blew by it. That's a great line. That was a good one.
We got to get some gold dust and doink figures in here to commemorate, of course.
Yeah, look at all these ridiculous figures in here. Willie Mays, rest in peace. That's far from ridiculous. That's amazing. Piazza, respect. Tom Seaver, respect. President Bush, respect.
But President Bush has no hand on it.
We don't respect that.
Yeah.
You know? And by the way, no hand. He still threw a strike.
And I think he was a great first pitch throw. I think Don Maynard has no arm.
Huh.
The Don Maynard starting lineup, I believe. That's who that is, right?
True. That is definitely Don Maynard, 13. Former Jet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got his left arm. His right arm looks to be missing. Is that Thurman next to him?
No, I think it's Don Slott, actually.
I brought that one in.
Yeah, Don Slott. And then you have Luis Gonzalez over here, Gonzalez Diamondbacks bobblehead.
You brought that in to torment me. Howie Rose is over there.
Oh, yeah, I like that bobblehead.
Yep.
Oh, there's John and Susan. We got a John and Susan over there as well. We got to clean this place up. Look at the dust and dirt. You see that?
It's pretty filthy.
And we need pens in here. I mean,
I know.
Maybe ones that could
work. You know, I'm a pen snob, too. Like, right. This is very hard to explain, but if you know what I mean, you know what I mean. I order from Amazon once every...
Oh, it's like Summers, the yellow pad?
Yeah, I've got the yellow pen. Now, I'm not married to it like he is. Right. I jot down more like... It's also, by the way, for my kids' sports schedules, even though my wife's got it all digitalized, whatever. I still like to write some stuff old school. Just kind of sinks in my head more. So I've got there, you know, when's football camp start, when's baseball, when's softball, everything else, right? When I could play golf. It's not just for the show, but it's primarily for the show. And I... Like, if I don't have a good pen in my hand, meaning it's got to fit properly... But the way the ink comes out, like, again, I can't explain this properly, but when I have a good pen, I feel more intelligent.
You're on your game, okay.
When I have a bad, cheap pen, I feel a little inadequate.
Interesting. I always feel adequate.
Yeah, sure you do.
By the way, talk about a guy that used to walk around like he worked a really hard life, Steve Sommers. He would have so much ink on his face, like he just came out of the coal mine. Yes,
because it would smudge. He was writing with a pen that would smudge, and then he'd like,
what do you have, calligraphy?
He'd wipe his face, and he'd have.
I could see him with like the pen feather, like the Founding Fathers.
I'm convinced Steve was built of cigarettes, coffee, and ink. Like that's just.
He is skinny. There's not much meat on those bones.
I can't wait to have him in here for his book when he comes.
Yeah, what is
in.
That happening?
I don't know, but he's in the process of getting it done, and he promised me. I said, Steve, you have to promise me that we get the first interview in studio. He said yes,
the
done,
schmooze.
No problem.
Steve. So, love Steve. F.A. and legend. Shout out to Schmoozy.